Yeehaw, I'm a cowboy.
Everybody, welcome again to the Warhounds Podcast. In today's podcast, we'll be discussing some of the new information regarding Gears of War Judgment and who we're going to start out playing in Borderlands 2. I'd like to welcome my fellow host, our resident insomniac, Tubbsy.
Hey, what's going on?
Our blah, 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 blah,
blah. Blah, what's up?
Blah. Our has only one, no two, no 6 points to make, Leadhead.
I do? I do not.
The guy is going to end up in prison from killing his kids. What the flux? The Warhounds is a gaming community founded on the principle of never having to play alone. We play primarily on the Xbox, but have known to dabble in PC games from time to time. If you like what you hear and would like to join us, please visit www.warhounds.net. Register and apply. It's not about how well you play, but how well you play with others. And with that, we're going to vary from the norm a little bit. I'll pass this off to Tubbsy.
All right, so we're going to talk a bit about Gears of War Judgment. We typically don't do this, just focus on mostly one game, which is what this podcast is going to be, because there's a lot of new information that's come out, and for those that don't know, we actually started as a Gears of War 3 community, not clan. We started out, Yetche started out making videos and saying, hey, I'm looking for people to come join me and my community. And we ended up finding each other, and we've all become good friends and played a lot of Gears of War 3 together. And most of the, every single person that's in the Warhounds community has Gears of War 3 and plays it at least every once in a while. Some of them play it every day. So this is some stuff that is definitely relevant to our interests. I've been watching some of the Gears of War Judgment gameplay coming out of, they had some at E3, and then they've recently had some more videos coming out of PAX, and they're also releasing more and more, just trickling out information about it. And the first thing we'll talk about, and a lot of people are upset about this, is the return of the Retro Lancer and the sawed-off shotgun.
Blah.
Blah.
I was very upset when I saw a gameplay video of that. I was like, God damn it.
The Retro, I think, needs to be toned down.
Taken out.
It doesn't bother me so much. Both the Retro, I think the Lancer is good where it's at, you know. I think the Retro and the Hammer Burst need to be toned down a little bit and then given a headshot multiplier, because it actually rewards skill rather than just point and click and hope for the best.
I believe the Lancer does have a headshot.
Yeah, it does have a headshot.
The Lancer's the only thing that does. The Hammer Burst or the Retro don't.
I think the Retro doesn't need it.
I don't think the Hammer Burst does either.
If they went down, they just toned it down a little bit, and then, you know, it'd be hard to get a headshot with the Retro. So, you know, if somebody wants to use it, then that's fine. You know, they're not going to be rewarded for accuracy. It's going to jump all over the place, and they're not going to get as many headshots as somebody with a Lancer or somebody with a Hammer Burst.
Well, they should revert back to exactly how they made it. Release-wise, they gave it falling off damage from distances. Like, it didn't hurt you as much from 20 yards away, but it hurt you like hell 2 feet away from their face.
Yeah.
And they took that completely off, and now people are using the Retro Lancer more than Hammer Bursts to hit you across map, and you get hit 4 shots. You know, you can be from spawn and spawn, and you get downed in like 4 or 5 shots with an active Retro.
Well, and they say, you know, that's not, it's because it jumps. It does jump quite a bit. And I think in one part of the game, they were in the campaign, Baird's like, yeah, you could use that, but it'd probably break your shoulder.
Kicks like a mule.
Yeah, it does. Yes. But if you feather it like a Hammer Burst, then you're going to be able to get it across map and down somebody from across the map.
Yeah, I did it yesterday. Yeah. We were having fun, and I just decided to screw it. I'm going to go to the Retro Lancer, and I was messing people up.
Yeah, all you got
to
do is feather it. The other one, the sawed-off, I'm not too worried about because you're going to get, you know, you'll get one kill out of it. It's a weapon that teaches bad habits.
Yes.
Because, well, it's just corner camping is all it
creates. You just run in. But you just run, like, you can see those guys, they have the sawed off. They're going to rush in and try and pull it off. And if they're too far away or you roll back, I mean, they're going to get some damage points on you, but not as much. It's not going to kill you. It's not a, you know, you have to get it right next to you to get that one shot give. And then they don't have a weapon out. You know, they've got a reload, and that reload time is a while. So they're turning around and running. And if you got an Asher, you can. You can just hard aim them and down them or pop shot them. And, you know, as they get further away, you're still going to be hitting them pretty at a good enough distance that you can down them. So it doesn't bother me as much as the sawed off is in there. It really doesn't bother me at all because it's just it's a shitty weapon. And people that use it think it's really good, and it's just not. It teaches you bad habits. I mean, you run into a fight and then you turn around and run back off and you end up losing.
I don't know. Just a couple days ago, we were, you know, playing Gears in a group of five. In three matches, I think I went like 35 or 36 kills and only 8 deaths. I used nothing but sawed off.
It was so great, though. It was epic.
I like that. The gun can be like exploited worse than an Asher.
Yeah.
The problem with it is it's more responsive than an Asher is.
Yeah.
Well, because it's got a wider spread.
Yeah.
I
just want to, real quick, I think I know why they brought those weapons back. I know Rod Ferguson had put out in a tweet a while ago when the game was first announced that the sawed-off, I think he said the sawed-off and the retro or something. That
he said the sawed-off was going bye-bye. He did not say anything about the retro.
Cliffy B.
I think I know why, because it's one of those things where even when you introduce a bad idea, which a lot of people would agree it is a bad idea, you've established a new fan base, and if you take that weapon out, and I know this kind of goes back to money and game sales and everything, but it's, you know, it is what it is. They're not going to take a weapon out that's as popular as that weapon is, and it's still a popular weapon. And so I just don't see them. And I think that while I don't agree with it, I think that the weapon definitely needs to go the way of the dodo. It needs to go, but they're not going to drop it. They're probably less concerned about the vocal minority who are the hardcores who want the weapon gone versus the actual crowd. They've got the stats, and I'm pretty sure the stats would probably say that the sawed-off is still being used quite a bit as a starting a weapon.
Not as much. The most used
They had
weapon.
That counter on their website that actually says the most used weapon of the month. Yeah. And
it's the Nasher, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been the Nasher for quite a while.
Oh, right. Oh, I'm saying it right. The most popular weapon, but it's still, when you have a weapon that's still getting used a lot, which it probably is, it's one of the reasons why they're probably going to keep it in there, or they're going to tweak it, or I don't know. So, and there's nothing to say that there's certain game modes where that the weapon won't be allowed. You know, it's, you know, the picture we saw was
free for all.
Free for all.
Yeah, that was only the free for all info, as
right.
A lot of, you know, the little things coming out and trickling out. And if they put that in free-for-all, that's fine by me.
Right.
If they just leave it out of everything else and, you know, revert it back, then... Or if they nerf them. That's the only thing.
Them, or they do, you know, certain things where people can set up lobbies where they can just turn that weapon off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
Well, that's like... There's a number of Alpha, Zeta, what's it called? Old school playlist. They've taken that out. Alpha and Zeta, they combined those and took those out. They did. There is no stopping power on this Gears, which they put stopping power in Gears 3, and now they're taking it back out again.
I'm still torn on that one.
Well, that one's wishy-washy. That one, the reason why they put that in there is because from Gears 1 was everybody, all they did was Nasher fire, roll. And that's all it was. And it was like you could run straight through a Lancer. It made the rifles useless.
Right. And that's my concern, is that it's going to go back to making the rifles useless again.
Yeah, it's going to be shotguns of war.
Well, but
again,
their rifles are more powerful now, and they're more relevant in Gears. as opposed to before.
Well, yeah, they're more powerful now, they're more viable now, but I think it's a balance and a combination of stopping power and the rifles themselves. You know, it's like I said, I'm still torn on that. It'll be a mess. I'll have to wait and play the game to see. But, you know, I can't tell you how many times in a heated struggle where I have my Lancer out, you know, and I'm getting rushed, where I have a guy rushing me, and the only thing that saved my ass was that stopping power. So,
okay, so like I said, some other changes to the weapons. They're introducing a new weapon. It's a locust-based weapon. I don't know if you guys have seen this. It's called the Breach Shot.
It looks sexy.
It's a starting weapon.
Yeah, I heard. It's
a starting weapon.
I don't think you
weapon.
Can zoom in on it, though. I think that's the big thing.
It's it looks like somewhere between a sniper rifle and a bolt-hawk for damage.
Yeah, yes.
And, I mean, your clip's not very big, but it's still, that's a starting weapon. I mean, that's, you know, a bolt-hawk's a two-shot kill on the head. The body, one in the head, they're done. This is going to be faster than a bolt-hawk. It's going to be like that semi-automatic sniper, which is also making its appearance in Judgment.
They had a lot of people liking that when they did that one shot, one kill. Well, whatever, when they did the semi-auto snipers.
Right. The one thing I noticed, though, in all the gameplay, because I did when you brought it up a couple days ago, when I was looking at it, I didn't see a single time when for zooming or left trigger. Nobody ever did that. It was never on the screen, or if it was, I missed it. And I'm thinking that's one of the things that they're doing to kind of balance this weapon out, is that there is no zoom. You have to hip fire this weapon.
What's the point of pulling the left trigger when you've got a reticle on your screen?
Yeah, that's one of the new things is the hip fire
right.
Crosshairs. They added on everything, from my understanding.
Yeah, well, I've seen it with the Nasher.
Mm-hmm.
It looks just
and
like the one when
the
you
rifle.
Pull it. Yep. So it's going to be, you know, a lot of hip firing. And it's going to go with the theme of the game because it looks faster than Gears of War 3.
Yeah, it looks
a lot faster.
I'm guessing they took a lot of the movement type, like just the pace of like Bulletstorm. Like, that's kind of why it seems faster.
There's a lot of changes that, and it could be the movement, because it is made by people can fly.
Yeah, which it's not completely bullet form, because bullet form or bullet storm form. What am I talking about? Bullet storm. that was, you know, first person with a fucking lasso and all this goofy stuff, but. Just that game alone was very, very fast-paced, run-up in your face.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to be a departure, I'll say that. It's going to be one of those, you know, I think this is going to be kind of like to bring up the Halo reference, this is going to be like the Halo 3, Halo Reach, you know, comparison, where you still have people who, you know, you have people who are like, nope, I'm going to stick with Halo 3. People who played Halo Reach, you're going to have people playing Gears of War 3 and Gears of War Judgment.
I thought you were going to go with ODST.
Yeah.
Well, ODST's multi. I'm talking the multiplayer. ODST's multiplayer was just Halo 3 multiplayer. But there's a definite, you know, variance. And they both have, you know, Halo 3's multiplayer has a very different feel from Halo Reach multiplayer. And I think that's kind of, I don't know, maybe they're trying to widen their audience with a whole different version because they've changed the controls around as well. I mean, the grenades aren't the same as they used to be.
Yeah, it's a left bumper.
Yeah, so, I mean, they've changed a lot. So I'm very
well, and I was watching some of the videos on the free for all mode that have been coming out of PAX this past weekend. PAX just ended, the one in Seattle, I think it was. And there's been some stuff. Somebody, one of the former Gears pros, was there, and he set up a video camera behind over his shoulder, and then recorded his gameplay. And I seen that, and some things I noticed. They were playing the free for all mode, and we know a bit about Overrun. It's kind of a horror beast mode, right, put together, class based, and we know a bit about that. But we're starting to get information about this free for all mode, and you know, to me, it doesn't feel like Gears of War anymore because, okay, free-for-all mode, as an idea, and I thought, you know, it'd be cool if they did have it, but then I was thinking about it, and I was like, no, it wouldn't be as cool because it's a team-based game. It always has been a team-based game. And for the mechanics of Gears of War, it seems more like it should be team-based. And to throw in a free-for-all mode, I'm not sure how that's going to work. A big thing I noticed was no down but not out. You don't go down anymore.
Yes. I think that's exclusive. Based on what I've seen so far, I think that's exclusive to free-for-all.
I haven't seen any other game mode except a little bit of Overrun.
Well, you've got Overrun. Let's use that as an example. It's something I put on the forums a couple days ago. In Overrun, you have a class that heals that picks you up. That grenade is now a healing grenade. Right. And the healing grenade. Now, I don't think down but not out is out altogether because we haven't seen any of the other multiplayer modes yet. But to me, down but not out in a free-for-all, lone wolf, all on your own thing is kind of pointless.
Well, yeah.
There's not going to be anybody there to pick you up. You got everybody and their brother, gunning you down. So it just seems, just looking at it on that from that perspective, down but not out seems kind of pointless.
Not to mention that stops a lot of the teabagging.
Yeah.
Especially in free-for-all.
Yeah, it'll stop team killing.
Kill stealing, because
there's And I also noticed when you play free for all, and it's been a while since I watched the video. It seemed like they were going with a Call of Duty type thing. Because I've seen you kill somebody, but you get like assist. You don't get the kill because someone else did more damage than you.
Well, you've always gotten assist in Gears. They just don't really call it assist.
But you would get the points. But the kill always went to the last person who put that person made that person dead, regardless of the amount. Like, I get 10 points for killing someone who's down, and I get the kill. The other person gets the assist. I think, and like I said, I'm totally guessing here, but I saw one of the videos. The guy shoots the boom shot, and he got assist, even though he killed the person, probably because that person was already on the verge of death, and somebody else had already done more points.
Reverse saying whoever gets the majority of the points is actually going to get that kill.
Going to get the kill because they did the most damage. In a free-for-all, now, in a team-based shooter, no, I don't see how that makes any sense, because it's one of the things, kill the person, whatever. But in a game like that, when everybody's going for the kills, that, to me, does make a lot more sense. Because you do all the work, and then some dude from behind you comes up and wastes the guy you've been working on for the last 2 seconds. It's kind of a bullshit thing. But, again, that could go either way.
That sounds like War Ravager. That's
Well, the point is it's a free-for-all game. I don't think you're going for kills in this anyway. I think you're going for points. So I don't think the kills really matter.
He who should not be named. and some other things I noticed. The Vulcan's a pickup weapon. And you can actually carry it without having somebody to hold the ammo box, which was interesting.
That would make no sense at all in free-for-all because...
It doesn't make sense, but it's an overpowered weapon.
It'd be like putting a mortar in free-for-all. They did that too. You pick that up and you fire it anywhere, and you're bound to get somebody.
But I'm willing to bet you it slows you down to a crawl, which probably balances it out. You get around somebody, do a couple of rolls and dives, you're behind them with a shotgun, they're dead.
Yeah, and I'm sure you can't spin whether or not you have full... 30 sensitivity or not. I'm sure.
Of course, we're speculating right now.
We don't know if
I'm sure they're probably going to keep the type of sensitivity. Well, I don't know. It's actually faster. Never mind. Strike that.
And then something else I noticed was you don't have an Asher as a starting weapon. I don't know if you guys noticed this or not. It's actually a pickup.
I didn't see that.
It's a pickup.
The Nasher.
Yes.
Yeah, the Nasher is a pickup.
You did mention this.
It's a pickup weapon. All I ever seen them start with was a Lancer. And then everybody rushing to a weapon spawn, and they're always trying to get the Nasher. All I seen mostly was Nasher Digger. And I've seen a bit of boom shot and that breach shot. But in free-for-all mode, I watched this guy, and that's all he played for about 5-10 minutes. And you see him, he's got his Lancer. And he rushes straight for the Nasher pickup to swap his weapon out to get the Nasher in hand, which was interesting to me, but Don't think I like it too much. I mean, I could understand why they're doing it because, you know, you're going to have people rushing to those weapon swaps and those the weapon spawns, and you're going to be fighting over trying to get the Nasher because you want that, because you drop the Lancer once you pick up the Nasher. And, you know, in a game mode like that, you know, we've played free-for-all I don't know how many times, through countless, and we
this
always have
turn into Gears of War Hunger Games.
I don't even know if it's as good as the Hunger Games, which the Hunger Games is horrible. I mean, from what I'm seeing, I'm not. It's just giving me more and more of a reason to wait and see, and pushing me more towards the Halo 4 multiplayer.
We're playing that anyway.
Yeah.
Ew.
But,
oh, shut up,
Blades. And then I did see for Blades' confirmation, I didn't see health pickups, which they've been talking about having health pickups.
That was mentioned to me, I think, by Turbo.
I actually didn't see it. I seen the guy that I seen playing, he had his health regenerate. It actually did, in free-for-all mode, it did regenerate.
Well, I'm guessing part of this, too, was off of, I think it was Cliffy B's Twitter. He mentioned something along the lines of the health regen was going bye-bye. Like, he was saying that's not going to be in Judgment. No more, you know, regening health. And then,
well,
and then Turbo mentioned
sense,
to me, you know, he picks up a health pack or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be a make it or break it, because I'm like, free for all, especially, you have, you know, does anybody know how many people were, how, you know, how
many
different
people? I think it's still 10.
I haven't.
Was it 6 or 8 or?
I think there's 10, just like 5v5. I think there's.
Oh, no, I meant free for all. Is it 10 separate players or is it?
Yeah,
like 8,
I think it's 10 separate players. That's what I'm saying. It was 10 separate players, just like Gears of War 3. You had 10 people in there playing at the same time. Okay. And yeah, the maps are small, and you know, you're going to have 3 people shooting at you at all the time. You know, you're going to have to be moving.
Yeah, and there's no way, like, you're just going to have that person that run and gets the Nasher immediately and then camps a med pack. Like, if that's the route they went.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I didn't see it in. It would make sense in Overrun because, you know, if your health regenerated, it would make it unbalanced. Because, you know, it'd be like Horde. You just sit back and Lancer the other team down and they would just never get in there.
Well, they're gonna have a healing class on both sides. The Cantus can heal you.
Yeah.
And there's the
girl's name. I can't
remember. Toss the healing grenades.
Yeah, the medic.
And so you're gonna have a healing aspect. So having a healing aspect and being able to regen your health at the same time would be extremely overpowered.
Yeah, it would.
So.
And I was trying to think of some more stuff. I'll post a link to both videos that I've seen, the big ones, the, you know, in the maps, they look, the first one I seen, they had gondola carts going up and down the map, so which made that interesting. And then the library was the one they had this weekend at PAX, so that was a little interesting. Hold on a second, I gotta. All right. I'm not really sold on Judgment yet. It doesn't feel like Gears of War. All the changes and they're trying to go a different direction with the series. And I think they're trying to get it to become more popular, which is a very popular series as it is. It just becomes.
It's one of the reasons why I bought a 360.
Yeah, well, it's a game. Some people, like most of the people, we'll play it for the first month, and then they'll go, I'm going to go play something else. You have to really get into it and stick with it to get to the point where we are, you know, where it's been almost a year since the game's release. They had the beta before this time. But they... it's been almost a year, and we still play it, even though through some of the crap...
Yeah, like the make it or break it thing is going to be the health pack. I guarantee you I'll probably end up buying it anyways. Just because, it is still Gears. And even with the sawed-off retro, if I play Gears 3, that's still going to be in there. They're not taking it out of Gears 3. So might as well just move on to the next game. You know, even if they keep it in there. You know, giving them, you know, just a couple people not buying the game, giving them $60 isn't going to ruin the series. Like, there's still going to be a ton of people who buy this. Somebody is hyperventilating.
I'll be one of them. I'm buying flux, it. It's Gears. I love Gears. And, you know, honestly, if it's going to be an extreme departure from the gameplay we're used to, I don't have a problem with that. To me, it's just a new way of playing the same game kind of thing. I guess I'm much easier to...
Well, and I'll go back to what you've said many, many times. You love shooters, but you suck at them, so it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter, but it's something new, and I'm actually kind of welcoming it a little bit. You know, I'm a little torn still because it is going to be a departure, but you know, it's something different. You know, so you gotta, as much as you might hate the fact that they're destroying Gears, as someone might say, you might also say that they're giving it a new twist. There's going to be people who love it. There's going to be people who hate it. You know, I just don't know where
it's. You know, and I've seen, like, Quinn Del Hoya, he does the multiplayer level designer for Gears 3. And, you know, people will say something to him, and they say, well, you know, the retro and the sawed-off, you're making it, you're catering to casual players. Judgment seems more like that, even more so than having the retro and the sawed-off. I mean, everything looks more overpowered than it ever has been before. I seen the guy with the Lancer kill somebody in like 3 seconds, and you can't do that.
I'll
now.
Reserve my end judgment to once the judgment. Hey. Once the actual game comes out, I'm looking forward to it though. Like I said, it's different. I might be disappointed. I might love it. We'll find out.
Well, it's just going the way of the bigger franchises that maintain higher multiplayer numbers every month. And I think they're trying to get up in there with them.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. And Leadhead, you can go ahead.
Yeah, I took. You know, you guys went ahead and talked about a lot of stuff. And while you were doing that, I took down some things that caught my attention. One of them, of course, being Free For All, which was my, which is my direct interest in Gears of War. And you answered this while I was listening in. You say it is a point-based game. Like I thought, it was gonna be like a live pull. It was gonna be like a last man standing sort of free-for-all type game. But if it's a points thing, that's fine.
I don't know yet.
Well, okay. Well, this is all speculation. If it is a kill for points type of game with no life. Well, you can't really have a life pull. You have a points to play. But if it is points, then what I fear is that. That could potentially encourage players teaming up anyways if they want to have like their buddy win a game or two or whatever. That's what I think could happen, but it's very unlikely, of course, since it is every man for himself. Although I really do welcome this game type. I watched a very brief video on it, which also included that starting weapon that Tubbsy mentioned.
The breach shot. Moment.
The what's it called?
Breach shot.
The breach shot.
The breach shot, okay. I am looking forward. You know, Free For All might be the new TDM. You know, when TDM came to Gears 3, it exploded. And when Guardian came along, it was up until then it was the most popular game type on Gears 3, as far as I was concerned. And then, of course, Guardian dethroned that. At least I felt that it did, because Guardian was just a great game mode. So this Free For All might actually be something really cool, and I'm looking forward to it. I don't think it's going to really break up the game too much, as far as. You know, being a completely team-based game, team cooperative game type, that was very confusing, like Tubbsy said. But I think it's if it's there, it's there. It's not like, you know, you put it in there and it's like mandatory to play. It's there. It's an option, which is I like. I like a lot of options in Mega, so that's cool. The Brute Shot.
Breach shot.
The Breach Shot. What the fuck ever.
This isn't Halo.
Brute Shot. This ain't Halo. Come on.
Whatever. That weapon seemed, in the videos I saw, overpowered. I mean, this guy was like downing people in like 2-3 shots or getting headshots on like crazy. I'm like, Jesus, this weapon is good. And then when Tubbsy mentioned, and of course this is all speculation as far as I'm concerned, or maybe it's not, this is a starting secondary weapon or primary weapon. And I'm like, Jesus, you're going to put that power into someone's hand at the beginning of the game. That's just wow, you know, to me. Just because the way the weapon was demonstrated, it seemed like it was just a really powerful weapon. And I'm just like, wow, if you're going to put that on your back at the start of the game, that's going to be strange.
Well, to be fair, they don't show him moving around with it. They show him just right. aiming it. So okay. We don't know yet if that's if that forfeits some of your speed.
Right. It could forfeit some of your speed. There could also be a severe...
Not with the breach shot. I don't see that. You know, the only thing that ever really does slow you down is the heavy weapons.
Yeah. But there could also be a modifier in that with that weapon, because it does fire relatively quick, but it's not like a really quick... And so you get somebody up close to you with that weapon, you're likely powerless against
them. It just seemed like a hammer burst with 50 caliber shells in it. That's what it kind of looked like.
Well, everything seems more overpowered. And
bolt action more so, not hammer burst. Hammer burst would be way too... You'd be like, doom, 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 doom.
But then again, like...
It was like a semi-automatic fire, but you get my point. Yeah. Anyways.
Well, and I think they're doing it with I think it's a 6-shot clip from what I saw, if I remember right, which they may, you know, if you get... You can get a couple kills with it, and then you have to reload, and it puts you at the advantage of kind of like the sawed-off where you run out of shots and you've got to move so you don't get killed because you're reloading.
Yep.
Yeah. It's got a 5-minute reload time.
Well, and if you see from
5 minutes,
one of them, they're fighting.
You better get some fucking kills.
The between gondolas, I don't know if you remember this on the video, but there's one guy coming down on the gondola and the other guy coming up. And they're, you know, from about half the distance with the Nasher that you get on Gears, you know, that you can hit and still have damage. And he 2-shot killed him from that distance. It was, you know, probably like 7 feet away from the other guy. And 2-shot killed him. One shot was kind of missed, and then the second shot, he was dead. So I think
still very early.
Yeah, but it's looking like everything is faster. But I think everything's beefed up because they want faster gameplay. They want people to quickly get deaths and then move on. You know, and the free-for-all mode is the first person to 15 kills. First person that gets to 15 kills is the one that wins. And then when you've got like three lives left, it flashes on the screen that there's 3 lives left, and so somebody's got to do something quick. But that's what I'm seeing so far.
Yeah, and I do want to say that, you know, this is just from a personal point of view, that being in free for all games, and I've played some in Unreal Tournament and in Call of Duty when I still played it, I do find it very gratifying when out of 10 people, I'm number one on the list. I find that just really, really gratifying. So I'm looking forward to it. The thing I picked up on was no stopping power, which I totally agree with Flux on, that needs to stay. It has to. I mean, I will get so frustrated in a hurry if I get bum rushed from someone with an Asher or an SOS. It can't happen. So I definitely agree that it should stay. And I also, Nasher pickup was very important for me, that everyone who's played Gears of War is extremely proficient with that weapon, at least some more than others. And I think putting that weapon in the middle of the map is definitely a good idea from my point of view, because that way, you know, of course, it's almost like a trade-off. You have this weapon that I cannot pronounce correctly. You know which one I'm talking about. You have that weapon, which is now a potential starting weapon, and you have the shotgun, which everyone who's even played the first Gears of War has used multiple hundreds of thousands of times. And you put it as a power weapon, per se, or a pickup weapon, I think that's actually a good idea, but then, of course, you got to think, well, if there's only one or two on the map, you know, hopefully it's not one. That person has that weapon, and then they're extremely deadly to be dealt with, of course, as we all know how, you know, Nashers can be. And yeah, those
or
are
keep
just
your distance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, grenades. It seemed, to me, it seemed like there was more than a couple. I mean, there was a lot of people that had the Nasher. They had to go and pick it up. So I think there's more Nasher pickups than there will be power weapon pickups.
Should make things interesting.
So and that guy, he didn't actually end up ever fighting over a Nasher with somebody else, but he ended up in a lot of Nasher fights with everybody else. So, yeah, it's definitely interesting to see the information that's coming from these videos.
That also
we'll probably talk about it some more.
Yeah, that also forfeits a lot of the pre-activating the Nasher.
Well, and here's the breach shot. We talk about it being speculation. Now, if you remember all the medals on Gears 3, and you remember the starting weapon medals, and that's how I found out about the name of it, was the guy, he went in, he got like 3 kills, I think, at the same time with the breach shot. And then you have that little window pop up on your screen, and it says you have so many kills, you know, with a power weapon, or you have so many explosive kills, or you have so many fire kills. And then your starting weapons was you had so many Lancer, Retro Lancer, you know, as you got them. And this was actually, they would come up at 100 kills. They said almost 100 breach shot kills. And that's what tipped me off to it being a starting weapon and the name of the weapon.
All right.
But again, I'm not really sold on it until I know more about it, of course.
Yeah.
I think we're all in that boat.
Yeah. I'll probably get it. As long as there's health regen, I'll get it.
Yeah, I'll probably get it too.
And now we have, well, Tubbs, you have one more quick thing to ask us. And
we were going to discuss Borderlands 2 is coming out in a couple weeks. And I think a few of us are planning on playing it together, or at least with some.
A few dozen.
Yeah, quite a few of us.
But anyways, just to basically, yeah, Borderlands comes out September 18th. And
19th?
18th.
Is it
19th? Suck it.
It's 18th.
Don't 18th. Correct me ever again. Mr. Darksiders, don't correct me on something I've been waiting for since Borderlands 1. Since I actually picked it up, because I did not pick it up on release. I picked it up later. But, yeah, it comes out September 18th. I, for one, have taken off work. I took paid time off to actually sit down and play this game all day as soon as I get it at midnight. a lot of things I'm seeing are fucking just fantastic. it's 3 times larger than the first one, and the first one already, like, consumed more than a month of my life.
But what are you starting out as? What's going to be your first character? That's the point.
Yeah, that was kind of the general question you wanted to know.
Oh, yeah. I went with a general basis. I was stalling for Tubbsy, but...
Oh, go ahead and go. I had somebody interrupt me, and then my dog went crazy because they were interrupting me. So go ahead and run with it. All
right, well, let's go over our initial characters that we want to use in Borderlands 2, then. We'll start with Baldi, I guess.
I'm going to go with Zero. He is the sniper assassin class. I like the hunter from the first one, and he's kind of a mix of that, and he's very quick, he's very fast, and just the cloaking and the decoys that he can, his abilities, it really appealed to me, especially with the sniping, because that was a lot of Borderlands 1, was you want to hit the enemy before you're in their face, because a lot of them are a lot stronger than you, and once you're in the middle of a crossfire, it just, you know, you're screwed.
Well, that was basically the thing with Borderlands, was it was, I mean, how many times did you actually, there wasn't too often that you used a sniper. You would rush in with a submachine gun or Magnum pistol.
I used both, but I always use the sniper initially, like off in a distance to hit people in the head.
Yeah, get a good start and then go in with.
Well, if we're playing multiplayer, if we're all doing co-op, he can stay over the top, keep an eye on everything that's going on.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that because you want to be in the middle of everything, grabbing everything you can because, you know, if those guys are in there picking up weapons as they're fighting, you're not going to get it. And it doesn't.
But this one has trade, though. If I pick up a weapon that he wants, I can give it to him.
Yeah, but they. So you walk over the weapon and you walk over the money as opposed to. You know, actually have to hold the button down to pick it up. They took that out. You just walk over it and you pick it up.
Right, but unlike the other Borderlands one where there was no way of sharing anything, this game is completely open to share whatever
you want. Well, you did. You just dropped it.
You could always keep shit in your inventory and then you dropped it. Except for this as an actual, like, trade. Like, I'm guessing you could probably trade money with each other. Like, oh, dude, I'll pay you for that.
Something like that.
Well, and the thing is, barter system. Something like that. Okay, I played through with a couple guys. I didn't play it all the way through because I got tired of it. They would run, and they would just run the whole time into every fight, and then they would grab all the weapons, keep all the best weapons, and give me whatever. They're like, oh, this isn't as strong. Here, you can have this. And so I'd get the shit weapons. Well, they keep getting all the best weapons just because they were running up ahead of us.
You played with
they were dying.
Didn't you?
Huh?
Yeah, you played with dicks.
Sorry.
Yeah. There was a couple of them, a couple of Warhounds that I won't be playing Borderlands 2 with them because dude, that's not fun. Like, you know, I want to clear out a room and then go and see what we got. And then, like, I was playing with you and Leadhead Blades, and you know, I was like, well, what weapon are you trying to upgrade? Oh, you got SMG? Here you go. You got weapon, you know, you got pistols? Here you go. Sniper rifle? Here, this one. It's okay, you know. Here, check it out. See if you want it.
Yeah,
you know, I think that was fun. You know, I thought it was fun because it would give everybody a chance to have the most powerful weapon rather than just to have the most powerful rocket launcher that you never used. So there's some people that, and then since I'm talking, I will actually go ahead. I'm torn. Zero. I like. I just he goes invisible and has a katana and does some other things. I haven't seen the Mechromancer yet, and I'm thinking I want to play the Mechromancer because it's a whole totally different class, new class. That or the Gunzerker. Those three, I think. The Gunzerker I like. He just dual wielding, and you know he's got a special ability where he can flip you off. I did see a video with that. He does the double fingers. So that was I thought that was interesting, but. Yeah, that's the three, but, you know, I'm probably going to end up playing if nobody else, if we get a group of four of us and nobody's playing the Mechromancer, I will probably be playing as the Mechromancer first and then maybe, and I'll probably want to play through all of them except for the Soldier. The Soldier is such a generic warring class to me. You know, they did add more to the turret, like you can launch nuclear bombs out of the turret, which is cool. But I think it's just such a generic character that I hated it in Borderlands. I didn't play very long as him because it was just it wasn't much fun to me.
Well, it's funny since you said that. I'm gonna go ahead and go because I've been looking more and more into it, and the Soldier Axton is probably who I will start out as for a couple reasons. Number one, because it's just he's just straightforward. However, if we get into a good group of people, I will probably play as Maya. It's Maya, right?
Yeah.
The name of the character.
Yeah, the Siren.
The Siren. Because I would like to, when we play, have a balance of all those characters. So if we've got, you know, a Gunzerker and a this out of the other, just to get the balance. So I'm probably going to level up those two, just so we have a nice balance of players, so we're not hoarding weapons like you were saying before, so we have a nice balance of who's good at what and who needs what.
Well, I like the Siren, so I'm sure I will be playing as her as well eventually. I mean, this is probably going to be something I play a massive amount of.
Yeah, there's going to be at least like a ton of us that are going to multiple playthroughs.
And I'm going to bring something up when Leadhead finishes doing his. So.
Yeah, I actually have like a priority list of like characters that I will be willing to play as. Everyone wants to play as Zero, including me. He's just awesome, and I loved sniping in Borderlands 1. But all I did for the most part is snipe in Borderlands 1. That's all I used was a sniper from when I started playing with Tubbsy up until the end. I loved sniping. But of course, I don't want to have like three Zeros and like, you know, one Commando or whatever. I like the variety. So Zero would be my first choice, but he probably won't be the character I'll play as. And then it goes to Maya. Maya, I think just the Siren was a really neat character in Borderlands 1, and I think she'll be in this type of class will be just as interesting as it is in the, was in the first game. And then will come the Necromancer, which it's new. I want to give it a try, but not before the Siren or Zero. And then the Gunzerker is a very big maybe. Because I don't see how he's exactly... Besides that, he can have two of any weapon and wield them at the same time. That's okay, but it's not... No, like, he's my last resort. And I will absolutely not, and I agree, and this is the same reason that Tubbsy mentioned, I will not refuse, deny myself from playing as the Commando. He's just so bland in every way. I don't like him.
Well, the Gunzerker, actually, like, I can see the benefit in dual wielding, because not only can you have, like, a fire gun, you know, a fire assault rifle, you can have one of the, I forget what they were actually, like, classified as, but the acid ones, the green.
Poison or whatever, bio.
Yeah, you can have two different elements shooting, so you're lighting someone on fire while lighting their skin, you know, while, like, burning their skin off of them. So, nice. Like, you know, that's a very nice combination, you know, especially...
Corrosive, that's what it's called.
Corrosive, that's it. There you go.
Yeah.
And that's what I think. I'll probably end up going with either Maya or Necromancer. Like, those are going to be, because I know all the, at least two of us, three of us are going to play Zero. I'm not going to do any competition. You guys want to play them, go ahead. But I'll probably, it'll be probably Siren and then Necromancer, depending on how we want to adjust our characters. And that's all for me.
Tubbsy.
Okay. Tubbsy. Yeah, I've got just something that they just announced. They haven't announced what it's going to be, but similar to Borderlands, the first one, there's going to be 4 campaign DLCs released at some point, and I think they're about the same price, but you can actually get a season pass for them for 2,400 points, I think is what it is. So something that...
It better be included with that Ultimate Loot Fighter.
No. Ultimate Rape Your Face.
It's going to be... It's a season pass.
It's a separate season pass.
Yeah, it's a separate season class. Yeah, well, and it's collectors... Just like the collector's edition for Gears, you had to go and buy the season pass after the fact.
Yes, I did.
So, same thing. But, I will say, I mean, all the DLCs for Borderlands were fun. Some were, like, the... Zombie Island and Nox's Armory were a little bit better. And then I actually like Nox's Armory the best. And then the Claptrap. And then the last one was the Horde mode, which I couldn't really stand. But,
yeah,
you know, it was still, you know, all of them were worth it, I think, in my opinion, compared to other games that have had the DLC come out like that in big quantities with the season pass. So I think I'll be definitely picking that up. But I just wanted to throw that in there for some information for you guys.
Well, with it being 3 times larger, all of that alone added an extra, you know, a couple weeks worth of gameplay. So it's 3 times larger, and then the DLC. So it's
gonna be a very big game.
Oh hell yeah!
I'll be streaming the shit.
I think that'll tie me over till Judgment.
Don't tie me over past Judgment.
No, shut up.
I hope that company just...
I was going to bring up my worst female character that I couldn't stand. It was actually Death from Darksiders 2.
Well, I was going to go with War, but...
That's it. That's it for me. Go ahead and close... Oh, I'll close it out.
I'll take it over.
All right, hey, this has been the Warhounds podcast, and we appreciate you guys listening. And I hope you guys are enjoying the content, and we'll be delivering more very, very soon. Thanks for listening.
Blah! Blah!